You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground Ipsy. This is Lisa Berry, and every week we check in with Sarah Rigg, writer and project manager for On the Ground Ypsilanti, an online news source of Concentrate Media, to bring voice to what she's writing about this week, and she is joining us now to tell us about that. Hi, Sarah.
Hi there, Lisa.
What's your story about this week, and who is also joining us?
My story is about a project in Ypsilanti to collect images and other information about what life for the everyday person is like during a pandemic in Ypsilanti. And I brought with me Kim Clark, who is the person who brainstormed this idea. She's a local historian, very involved with the Ypsilanti Historical Museum and the archives, and she can tell you more about the project.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Sarah.
What gave you the idea to do this?
Well, a couple of different ideas kind of merged to come to this. One, I do a lot of work with archival materials in the course of my job in the real world, Monday through Friday. And so I'm always looking at old photos and old documents of what everyday life was like for people. And then, shortly after everything started to shut down in Ypsilanti and across the country, I went outside and went for a walk, and I was wandering through Depot Town, and I was just struck by, you know, all the signs on the storefront saying we're closed, you know, please support us, we'll be back. And so I started taking pictures of all of that just on my iPhone, and I thought, you know, we should be capturing this for future generations. At the Ypsilanti Historical Society, I serve on a volunteer board that helps manage the archives of the society. And so I thought this is the exact kind of material that we should have in our archives so that 100 years from now, folks can see what life was like in Ypsilanti during this pandemic. So that's how it started.
I think sometimes it's difficult to actually realize that we are living in a historic moment right now, more than usual, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Certainly nothing like any of us have seen, certainly since the Great Depression with the economic impact and with the health impact since the influenza of 1917 and 18.
What kind of pictures are you seeing?
Well, we set up a page on Facebook and, asked folks to submit, just what is happening in your world. It could be anything, and that's what we're seeing with the photos. It's people playing with their kids, people doing jigsaw puzzles, sidewalk art that people have been, mostly kids have been sketching out around town. We asked, who are you sheltering in place with? Who's your pet? And, of course, that's got the most tremendous response.
Yeah,
everybody wants to show off their dog or their cat. gardens. People in their face masks, people doing crafts, to keep busy. It's really a wonderful snapshot.
It was surprising to me, and I don't know why, but when we saw pictures from 1918, that big pandemic, and people were walking around in face masks.
And we're seeing it again.
Yeah, we're seeing
it. I think our masks are a little more creative, perhaps.
All right.
But, not a huge difference in, roughly a 100-year span.
You have several hundred people now on the Facebook group participating by supplying pictures?
Yes, we do. And it's really nice. It seemed like, the initial objective of this was to, create this gallery that we could submit to the Ypsilanti Archives. But I think a benefit of it has been we get to see what our neighbors are up to. And I think it provides a little sense of community and maybe a little bit of encouragement that, we're all in this together. We're all facing the same challenges.
Has there been one picture that you found particularly moving or really representative of what's happening right now?
There have been a couple. One that really struck me was with an Ypsilanti resident, Jeremy Allen, and I happen to know Jeremy. Jeremy and his wife have four children, and his wife works in healthcare, and so she's going to work and having to self-isolate, stay at a local hotel while she's doing her job. She's keeping her family safe. And it's a photo that Jeremy took. he's in the car with their four children. They're looking out the car windows, a couple of car spaces away, and there's Mom standing outside of her car. And, it's heartbreaking. It's full of love. It just sort of shows, here's what, one family is going through. And there are a whole lot of families in that same situation. And so I really appreciated Jeremy sharing that picture.
Wow, that does sound moving. Sarah, who else have you spoken to, or what other aspects of this did you explore in this week's On the Ground Ypsilanti story?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that I don't think we've mentioned the actual name of the Facebook group yet, which is the Ypsilanti Coronavirus Digital Archive, if anybody wants to look for it on Facebook. So the other person I spoke to was Bill Nichols, who is the president of the Historical Society, and he talked a little bit about his support for the project, what they were going to do with it, and he would also like to supplement the photographic evidence of what's going on during the pandemic with people's written accounts, and so they're still trying to figure out how that's going to work, if they're going to ask people through their, they've got a quarterly publication called Gleaning, so they may put the word out through that or through social media or both to have people, submit written accounts of what they're going through during this period as well.
And back to you, Kim, how long do you think you'll continue to gather these pictures and this historical documentation of what's happening in this pandemic?
That's a good question. That's one I've been asking myself. I'm going to say I think we will just know when it sort of ends. I mean, obviously the public health officials are saying that, this may go on for another year or two. And so, obviously we're going to keep the page up and be encouraging submissions, and we'll be gathering the images, like I said, to send over to the Historical Society. So I think we're just going to have to take a wait-and-see approach, which sort of seems to be the theme for this entire pandemic. We don't know is a common answer. So I don't know.
But at this point, you, Kim Clark, are just trying to gather pictures about this situation in Ypsilanti.
Absolutely. Yep.
And Sarah, have you heard about this going on other places? I know this is an Ypsilanti story, but I'm just curious if this is a community-wide situation.
I have not. I mean, I haven't been looking for it, but right. I haven't heard of other communities doing this, no.
And is the Facebook page open to anybody from any community?
Yes. Yes. Obviously, we want, Ypsilanti Township photos. But anybody can join it and take a look. Maybe somebody grew up in Ypsilanti, but now they live in San Diego. If they want to see what's happening back home, come on in.
And Sarah, what's that page one more time?
Ypsilanti Coronavirus Digital Archive.
All right, that's Sarah Rigg, Project Manager for On the Ground Ypsilanti. Kim Clark, an Ypsilanti historian. Thank you both for joining us on this episode of On the Ground Ypsi here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you very much.